What I want to do is open back up to the book of Jonah. We've been in Jonah for the last couple of weeks, and we've been talking about the presence of God. And I want to continue with that because I believe it's not only been blessing my congregation and those who I've been preaching to, but also I believe that this is a word for you that's listening on the airwaves here. And I believe if you apply these principles, I believe that you'll see some manifestation, some great things come in your life. Jonah chapter 1. And we're going to start here at verse 5. Then the sailors became afraid, and every man cried to his God. And they threw the cargo which was in the ship into the sea to lighten it for them. But Jonah had gone below into the hold of the ship, laid down, and fallen sound asleep. So the captain approached him and said, "How is it that you are sleeping? Get up, call on your God. Perhaps your God will be concerned about us so that we will not perish." Amen. And when you're dealing with the presence of God, we talked about it and we went through verse 1 through verse 4 before. And notice here in verse 4, the Lord hurled a great wind on the sea, and there was a great storm, notice that, on the sea, so that the ship was about to break up. And it's interesting that the Lord calls this great wind. And oftentimes when we go through different storms in our life, we sometimes get confused that this storm that we in is from the devil. And, you know, I come to tell you that it's not always the devil that's going to send a storm your way. Oftentimes when the presence of God is with you, and we noticed that Jonah was running from his presence, as I stated last week, you know, we typically want to bask in God's glory. We want to be in the presence of God because we know that healing is their provision and breakthrough. And we notice that Jonah is running from the presence, and God sends a wind because the storm sometimes that we are in is to protect us. And I know that that's tough to say. It's tough to embrace. But the fact of the matter is, if the storm never came to Jonah, then Jonah's life wouldn't have been preserved, because he would have went completely contrary and destroyed his life. And it was the very storm that came to hit Jonah is what saved him. If when you go down into the text and how the belly, he was in the belly of the whale, it was tailor made for him. His storm was particularly tailor made for him because his storm actually got him to his destination. And sometimes we get a little perplexed because of the storms that we're going through in our life, but God makes the storm his very provision for his life. And so we have to understand how to follow the presence of God, because it was this very storm that put Jonah back on track with God and his calling, because we noticed that Jonah was running from Nineveh because he didn't want to go preach to the Ninevites, because he felt in his own heart that these wasn't a people that didn't deserve God's grace. And oftentimes we get caught up in our own judgmental state because people may have wronged us, or may have wronged our ancestry, or may have wronged somebody we know. And we don't want to preach the word of God to them when God has commissioned us to go into the world and preach the gospel. And so Jonah is running from the very thing that he's been purposed to go to. And one thing I want to say to people is that I understand that you've been broken. I understand that you've been depressed. Somebody has wronged you. But understand that God has put a word in your mouth. And if you can just forgive for a moment, if you can just understand the grace and the love and the mercy of God concerning your life, and put that same grace back on others, you'll begin to see a change in your life. And so we have to learn how to follow the presence of God. And so when the presence of God go before you, and when you follow the presence, that's going to open up doors for you. That's going to bring forth your provision. We have to understand that the Ninevites was one of the greatest nations at that time. And it was the most wealthiest people at that time. And so God has purposed Jonah to go to a city to do a great thing by reserving and saving souls. But not only that, but Jonah would have been known for doing something so great and significant for these people if he didn't run from it? You know, and oftentimes we run from tasks. You know, one minute we pray to the Lord to open up doors for us and to do great things. But when he's given us an assignment to do, then we begin to change our mind because this task began to look so tough. And this is what Jonah is dealing with. And I understand that we all deal with that. I mean, there's times that I know the Lord has charged me to do some things, and I know that it was hard, and it was only through prayer and intercession, a breakthrough have came in my life for me to do that. And so I'm not just talking to you, but I'm talking to me, and I'm telling you through a testimony that I had to come through and to see the grace of God, not only on my life, but on the lives of those who have purpose. He has purposed me to talk to. And so we can't be afraid of the presence. We can't be afraid of God's glory, and we can't be afraid to go into uncharted territory that he wants us to go. We have to understand this, that his presence went before Jonah. So Jonah didn't have anything to worry about, because anytime the presence of God go before you, his presence is going to go and bring forth his glory in a place, and is going to minister to the hearts of the people already. And they was ready to receive him. And all, you know, and 9 times out of 10, all we have to do is just be faithful to, you know, talk about the word that he's put in our heart to get to the people. So it's not even that you have to do work when you go minister to the people. Not, you don't have to, you know, do anything extraordinary, because God has already went before you. He's already opened the doors of blessings before you. And that whole turn, that life that Jonah lived, it would have turned the whole text around, and it would have eliminated him running from God to that he was obedient and listened to God's word. And so everything that we read about him being swallowed up in a well, being chastised, and him being broken, him being depressed, his whole life would have been changed. The way we read about Jonah today would have been changed. And I just want to ask you and challenge you, how do you want people to read about you? Do you want people to read that you were just broken, you was hard-hearted, you wasn't forgiveness, you know, you lived a contrary lifestyle because you didn't want to be faithful, obedient to the word of God? Or, you know, what do you want your generations after you to know about you? And so we have to understand that we're still a living epistle before all men. So people are reading your very life. And I understand that if you've been in a struggle, and I understand that if things have been difficult in your life, but if you can just walk with me down this journey and trust the Lord Jesus Christ and be led by his presence, and know that anywhere his presence is, there's liberty. And so where he's leading you, he's not going to lead you down a dark path. But the Bible says that a good man's steps is ordered by the Lord. And we have to understand, when I say a good man, is not X'ing out ladies, because the Bible says sons, when he represents sons, it's not a gender specific individual, but it's men and female. And so when you are ordained to do something that God has purposed in your heart to do, you will see provisions open up for you. You'll see doors open up for you. Blessings will open up for you. Finances will turn around for you. People will begin to gravitate to you. And especially if you or in any forms of ministry or in service, the only way people are going to be gravitated to you is by living by the grace of God. And you can change a whole nation based off the decision you make, the next decision you make concerning the challenge that God give you, or, you know, the task that he give you. You can change the scope of how people look at you. And I'm not saying that you have to be here for fame, but what you want to be recognized is in Jesus' eyes, that this was a well and faithful, good servant that served me with the capacity that I needed her or him to serve me in. And if you do that, ladies and gentlemen, souls will be saved. Your life will be saved. You'll see blessings, and you will experience God on a whole nother level. You will be moving to a whole nother dimension if you just trust him through the process and not give up, not get frustrated, but know that he is your Lord. And so I want to just leave off with this. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to introduce you to him today. And I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I know I have fallen off. I know I had hatred in my heart. And I ask that you forgive me today. And I want to give you a chance. And I'm asking you to come in my life as my Lord and personal Savior. Teach me the way. Show me the salvation. And if you prayed that prayer in Jesus' name, I want you to give me a call at 877-228-5100. I would love to continue to minister to you and walk you through some more steps, and come visit us on Sunday today if you can. But trust me, if you live by his word, and I challenge you today, if you see it, you will see a turnaround in your life in Jesus' name. God bless you.